Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews. I hope you had a splendid happy Halloween. I know we did here, and we had a very busy night. We had over 200 trick-or-treaters, so I'm glad I got enough candy. We're technically a good candy house, and I want to kind of stay that way. what kids nowadays consider good candy, what I consider good candy, are a little bit different things. But as long as they're happy, I'm good. So if you're curious what we handed out, just things like Sour Patch Kids, Gushers, Fruit Roll-Ups, Cheez-Its, things like that. I like to offer salty and sweet, and you'd be amazed how many kids go for the salty snacks. I've even heard of this trend where people sometimes hand out potatoes. I don't quite get that one, but I guess it's pretty popular. So who knows? But tonight, as you can see, we are talking about Nine Lives. Now, if you are listening to the audio portion of this and you can't see the video, I hope you do get a chance to come over and check the video out. But we are staring at a poster that has a kitty cat holding a red marker. And the title of the movie is Nine Lives. And in red marker, it said, Meet Mr. Fuzzy Pants. Now, why is that relevant? That is relevant because Mr. Fuzzy Pants is his Instagram. That is actually the kitty cat's name in real life, is Mr. Fuzzy Pants. And so that is where you can find the real life kitty that is in this movie on their Instagram. So if you are on the gram and you want to check that out, that's where to find that. If not, of course, be sure to stay tuned here because we are going to be talking all about this movie. And I had so much fun talking about stuff like this and going through these movies. And I was like, okay, what movie should I talk about? And this, I was trying to figure out, what should we start November on? And we should start November on something that makes us feel good. And I know there's cat people and there's dog people. I'm definitely a cat people. I am a mom to 7 little fuzzy creatures. The oldest is 11 and the youngest are 2. You notice I've used the plural. It's because we have Zarina, who is 11, Batero and Maisie, who are both 6, Stormy and Daisy, who are both 4, and we have Quincy and Aurora, who are both 2. Now, of all of those, Stormy and Daisy are actually litter mates. The rest of them are kind of just their random birthdays. It just kind of worked out that way, not by planning or anything like that. And they are all my favorite breed, which is rescue. 3 of them are exotics, but like my favorite breed of all is rescue. And why is that important? Well, that's important because in this movie, Mr. Fuzzy Pants is also adopted. Now, if you are a fan of classic Disney, like the Shaggy Dog, that's going back like something it was in the 1950s that movie came out. But that's really classic Disney, where to get a different perspective, he ends up in the life of the dog. And so he has to do some things before he can get back into his body. And this story, though it is not connected to Disney in any way, shape, or form, Nine Lives is not connected to Disney at all. But it's a similar situation. Now, I did have the review of this on moviedeputy.com, and I want to go ahead and come over and I'll share with you what that original review is. I've just got to go over here to get to my notes here. I apologize. But the original review that I had on Movie Deputy, a businessman that has his priorities skewed is about to see life from a different perspective. His daughter desperately wants a cat for her birthday. He's too preoccupied with his business ventures to see what's happening right in front of him. When he finds himself the victim of an unfortunate accident, he'll get a second chance. Only, the second chance isn't quite what he had expected. As he adapts to his new self, he'll get a chance to reacquaint himself with those that he thought he knew. This gives him a fresh perspective on an old situation. This new perspective will affect many aspects in his life. Though the story may seem familiar, this is a slightly refreshing take on what you might recognize. Though it feels like the Shaggy Dog meets Click, it has an appeal all of its own. Cat lovers will find something special here. Though there are some scenes that feel a little intense, no animals were harmed in the making of this movie. As will animal lovers of sold. As will animal lovers of all sorts. An old story with a twist. Give it a chance. You might be pleasantly surprised. Now, of course, you're probably curious about where I'm at with the score on that one. Don't worry. As always, I do get to that. I am giving 9 lives an innocent rating. This one is definitely... The intense scenes that I'm talking about are nothing like over the top or anything too scary. And like I said, no animals were harmed in the making of this, which is good. Now, if you are on social media and a cat fan, you will recognize a lot of other famous kitties that are in this movie as well. There is Little Bub. There's some other names. And some of these kitties are no longer with us because this movie was made back in 2016. But we are lucky enough that I think some of them still are. I follow most of them on the social media platforms. And I've been told I should really create a social media platform for my own kitties. But that's a whole other story. And Movie Deputy keeps me busy enough right now. But before I share with you the podcast image and get to the score and talk a little bit more about the story, of course, no spoilers ever here, I want to share with you the trailer. So let's jump over there.
So, today's the big day. Have you thought about what you want?
I want a cat.
Oh, I don't think our building takes pets.
You own the building.
Okay, first piece for the birthday girl.
And save some for Daddy.
Just put it in the freezer next to last year's slice.
What?
Tom Brand excelled at business.
The Firebrand Tower will be the tallest building in North America.
But failed at what mattered most.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, I know. I'm late.
You gotta be here and you have to bring an exceptional gift.
Hello?
You might recognize a few of those kitty faces already, and I'm hoping you do.
Now, a mysterious man.
You look familiar.
I'm Tom Brand. I own Firebrand.
Yes.
If that voice sounds familiar, that is Christopher Walken, who is the curator of this particular pet shop. And I use particular in a way that I hope that at least cat lovers will catch on to that.
I use newspaper in the poopy boxes and I see your face all the time.
He's about to change everything.
Can I just pick out a cat and then I'll be on my way?
He likes you.
Yeah, keep the change.
Okay, cats.
I'm sorry?
Let's do this. So, what are you doing in there?
Wait a minute. I'm a cat! Wow! How do I get out of this?
I cannot even imagine living a day for the life in one of my kitties. Though I think I could adjust to it pretty well. They're all pretty spoiled. So if I had to live a life in the day of one of my kitties, it would be luxury. It would just be pure luxury. But for Mr. Brand, that's not going to be quite the case. So let's continue the trailer together.
Haven't been there for your family.
When is Daddy gonna come home?
As soon as he finishes work.
You have 1 week to reconnect with them, or you're gonna be stuck inside that cat for the rest of your life.
But I hate cats!
That's what makes this so perfect.
Don't bring that back!
Mr. Fuzzy Pants?
Seriously? Who needs a litter box?
Ah. Naughty kitty, using the purse as a litter box.
Hey!
It's not enough to say you love someone. You have to show it.
You're the best gift I ever got.
Just drown me.
Sometimes I feel like my dad's looking out for me through the cat.
I should have been a better dad.
Do they make MRIs for cats?
You mean CAT scans?
Instagram.
Hey! No! Back off!
Hey! You!
Nailed it.
That cat is so weird.
Gotta show them I'm human.
We are back over here. I hope you enjoyed that trailer as much as I did. If you're watching the video, you can see that I am smiling through most of the video and even chuckling at times. So That is just one of those feel-good type stories that just leaves you with something special. And of course, I mean, we see that he's trying to reconnect with his daughter and how things kind of all work out. But the thing, does he get back in his body? Do they keep Mr. Fuzzy Pants? What happens? There's some highs and lows in this movie, and of course I won't spoil the ending for you, but the ending isn't necessarily what you might expect, but it's still in a way that will still leave you with a warm heart at the end of this. And it will also probably want to make you hug your little fuzzy friends a little bit closer. I'm surprised none of them are in here with me tonight, usually, Patero especially. I've got this little cubby off the side of my desk, which is right over there, where he likes to sleep. Let me go ahead and share this podcast image with you. So I'm going to take the poster away, and here's the podcast image. You see, I didn't make a whole lot of changes. I just kind of cropped it, and then I had to shrink down the Meet Mr. Fuzzy Pants and kind of bring that up into the frame because I wanted people to be able to look up his Instagram and just kind of see how precious this little guy is. And I just love kitties in general. Like I said, I'm a crazy cat lady. I'm going to admit, I am a crazy cat lady, which by the fact that I have 7 indoor cats probably tells you a lot. But they're all my babies. They're all my babies. A few of them are more spoiled than others only because like they've got me wrapped around their little claw, as to say. And I apologize, I'm not actually wearing my logo tonight. I promise to always be genuine with you guys, and we had a busy night with Halloween, and it's getting into the wee hours of the morning, so I wanted to come in here and get this recorded for today so that my loyal listeners who like, subscribe, and hit that little notification button will get that little notification when it goes off in the morning when this video and podcast go live. So be sure to hit those buttons. As always, I talk about this being an adventure, and so I have a lot of fun with it. But I wanted to bring you something special, and don't worry, I'm not forgetting the score here at all. Where do you think I came in with Mr. Fuzzy Pants? Or not the movie Nine Lives? I'm actually coming in with 9 lives, which, as cute as it is, I didn't give it a 9. It would have been fitting with the name, but I've only ever given 7 movies a 9 in 11 years of doing this. So as cute as this movie is, I could not give it that. But Mr. Fuzzy Pants and the movie 9 Lives did get a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. And though that may not seem as spectacular as it is, there is really something special about this movie, and I wanted to bring it to you and share it with you. So, as always, I promise this will be an adventure, and I will be back Monday with another show for you. Till then, bye-bye!